Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So this week I want to speak to you about something that I have spoken about in the past, but I've learned something new recently that I want to share with you, and hopefully it'll help you in a similar situation. So I was listening to a podcast by a gentleman called Michael Singer. He's somebody who I really admire. I'm very choosy about the people that I listen to, because I've listened to and read so many things about this, and who they are is very important to me. And Michael Singer, for me, is somebody who is not just in his head with theories and ideas. He actually lives what he shares. It's part of his whole being. And what I'm sharing today is around being triggered, having something happen in your life that causes pain, unease, resistance, discomfort and all those sort of things. Now, most of the time that comes from previous things that have happened, and something happens in your life and it brings back a whole load of stuff that you've held on to. And the reason for that is that when we feel something uncomfortable, when something happens to us that is unpleasant, depending on the degree of it, we quite often become tense, we lock it down, we avoid it because it's uncomfortable. And it's distasteful and it's just not pleasant and we don't want to feel it. But by not feeling it, we don't actually get rid of it. We lock it into us. And then when something happens that's similar or feels slightly the same, it triggers the same sensations. But the more it happens in your life, the bigger that discomfort almost grows, because every time it happens, you sort of build on the original trauma that happened to you. And in the past, I've shared different techniques for moving past this and releasing it. Some of them are research questions. Some of the techniques are clearing statements or Ho'oponopono. I'll see if I can find one of the previous episodes. If I can, then I'll put a link in the show notes below. Otherwise, you're going to have a trawl through, because I've now got so many of these episodes, it's a little hard to find things in them. But today I want to share what Michael was sharing in his podcast, because it really rang a note of truth to me. And what he was sharing is to relax. So when you get triggered and you feel something unpleasant, oh, hang on, let me just go back a step. So what he said was that, and it's something that I've known about, but I haven't ever really, I do have evidence, I've got my own evidence, but sometimes I suppose I doubt myself, as a lot of people do. But hearing him talk about it has made me realise the real truth of it. And that's that when something is unpleasant and we lock it down inside of ourselves, we live with it. It stays in our whole being. It affects our energy. So to be able to move past that, we need to truly experience it and feel it. That doesn't mean we have to do anything about it. We don't have to fix it. We don't have to change it. We don't have to make it right. It's about allowing ourselves to truly feel whatever is going on for us. And by truly feeling it and allowing it to be, it then somehow mutates and passes through us. When we don't allow ourselves to experience it, we tend to get tense, we lock around it, we lock it in us, and we squash it down somewhere deep inside of us, which is why when something happens and we get triggered, it comes up in full force. Now, how he was explaining to deal with this is to relax around it. And I think one of the key things as well is to get out of the thoughts in your head, the thoughts of resistance, the thoughts of blame, the thoughts of this isn't right, the anger, the hurt and whatever else, and the stories that we then create in our minds to try and justify ourselves, to help us survive, to keep us safe. But they don't really keep us safe. It's just noise. So the first thing is to try and step out of that noise and to allow yourself to feel the sensations without judgment, without the noise and the story. But then what he was saying is to relax around that. I had an experience many years ago when my youngest brother passed away. for some reason at the time, everyone ended up congregating in my home. I'm not going to go into the reasons why because it's not relevant, but it meant that I didn't have a safe space. I didn't have somewhere to kind of process for myself what was going on. And I think it got to a stage a couple of two or three, maybe 4 days into the whole experience where I was so exhausted because I tend to be a little bit empathic. So I'd sort of taken on everything else from everyone else that I went upstairs into my room and I remember lying down on my bed. And because I was tired, I had less resistance and I just didn't have the energy to listen to the noise in my head. And I remember just feeling the devastation. I think because I was tired, I didn't resist the devastation. I just remember just feeling it and feeling so overwhelmed by it and allowing myself to feel it. Not consciously, because at that stage of my life, I didn't really understand or know about all these things then. But what I did notice, and it didn't happen in a couple of minutes, it took quite a long time, was that that devastation changed and transmuted into love, into this thick, thick love that I felt like I could almost touch it. It was so thick. I've experienced this a number of times since then. Not always consciously, quite often it's happened unconsciously. But that doesn't mean that it hasn't happened or that I have experienced the evidence of it. And this is what Michael was talking about, is A, you have to allow yourself to experience it without the noise and the story, but just allowing yourself to feel, truly feel something, almost allows it to pass through your being because you don't end up tensing up and locking it in. And the thing, as I've said, that was most significant in what he said was about relaxing around it. And if you've ever experienced a trauma of any kind, you go back and you look at it, your whole being becomes tense. And we have control over that. We can look at our body and teach ourselves to relax. There are many different ways of doing this. One thing that I've been playing with in the last few days is actually tensing myself even more, because when you tense yourself even more and you let go, there's suddenly even more peace and the ability to relax physically. Obviously, there's meditation, there's yoga, mindfulness, being present, and a whole number of other tools that you can use to relax. And it takes practice. It's like exercise. Exercising is building strength and muscles, but in this particular exercise, it's actually about teaching your body and getting muscle memory about relaxing, truly relaxing. So I actually had something happen to me a couple of days ago that caused, for me, a big trauma. And I could feel my whole body going into sort of this resistance to what was going on in my life. And I've been playing around, and so fortuitously, I actually listened to the podcast before the thing that triggered me happened. So I've really been playing with this relaxation of teaching my body to relax into the sensations and the experience of what's happening. I can feel my subconscious's need to create a story around it, to justify it, to blame others, to try and project it out of myself. But knowing what I know, I'm acknowledging that and choosing to focus rather than on relaxing. And yesterday, I remember there was a tightness that sat here in my chest, and it was so tight, it felt like there was this steel ball of emotion or energy right underneath my rib cage. And it was really hard to relax into that, but because I've done it in the past, I was able to do that. So if this is ringing true, I would suggest practicing it on smaller irritations to start with, to build up that muscle memory and the ability to relax when something's uncomfortable, so that when something happens that is quite sort of major and quite intense, you can still talk yourself into relaxing your body. And personally, when it happened to me yesterday, I could feel my whole being become tight. But when I chose to relax it, when I chose to sort of lean into it, to allow it to be, I could really physically feel it shift and move. For me, it goes down into my stomach where it then sort of processes. But even then, I've got to learn to relax my stomach so that I don't hold on to it and keep it trapped in that space. Anyway, I just wanted to share this with you because it's another way of dealing with something that's uncomfortable and distasteful and unpleasant. And we all have those things that happen to us in life. So I hope it helps in some way, or that you can share it with others, that it might help them. As usual, I've got loads of stuff in the show notes below. There's links to my website where you can contact me for coaching or team coaching. There are links to my free 7-day happiness boost course. I've got other courses as well, paid and free, which you can find out about on my website. And there's also links to my social media. So if you've got any questions about this particular episode or anything else you've listened to in regards to what I've been talking about, or maybe something that you think might relate and you think I might have answers to, or you're curious about, then please just drop me a message. I would love to hear from you. Have a stunning week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.